Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'm holding Oidesh Lechala Havin, maybe. No. Yeah. Oidesh Lechala Havin Pierce Amishna Zeus Kamei Mishra Shamita Senyanim.
Yeah, I think so.
I think that's what holding, no?
Yeah, we did the Daramabu with Gezel.
Okay, so Oidesh Lechala Havin. Oidesh Lechala Havin Pierce Amishna Zeus. Kamevin Shesh Amitzat Vorm Yovin Kakolin Yenechat. And this is Kedarkoi. Like we said before, he will answer a lot of things together and show you that there's a certain undercurrent of commonness in all the Yanim. This is true of the way in which his Nekudas work, the way in which Kabbalah works, and so on. Rak, they say, Vailach HaLoshim B'Yisub Bor Masham HaSashim HaMoylam HaYimim Yesh Chol Adas Ka'ulam HaZeh Shebor HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yefshe She'oymed Ba'atzmoy Rak Adi Asher Tzorach Hashem Yitra HaKoyl. So I think what he means is as follows. He means to say what the Velsa, the famous Rav Shachaim says it, and so on. He says it also himself in different places. When we talk about a mice that it's not a bria, like the famous mashal, if a carpenter makes a table, so he doesn't need, it doesn't require his continued activity to keep the table going. Adrabah, if it's if a Kodesh Baruch Hu, if you need service all the time, it's a simon that's not a very good matzav. A Kodesh Baruch Hu created the bria. So, and yet, in the perfection of the bria is that you need the continual ma'aseh bria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's a continual hemshich, a continuous hemshich of Ratzon Hashem that allows the bria to remain in existence, because be'etzem the bria stands on nothing. When a person has a table, the wood existed before the person. The person didn't bring the wood into existence, so the person actually is simply putting pieces in together. Here, he's bringing it into existence and becoming one mitzvah. For a world to be in a state of bria, it requires three ongoing nekudas. V'zeh, ki ha'olam azeh tzorich letuva lechastoy, dahainu el hashpos yisbo. In other words, ha'mechadosh betuvoy b'chol yom tamid means that the mida that's functioning constantly is atav and chesed, meaning as follows. Something which has its own mitzvahs. The marshal, somebody is working for me. Echveisiz is an accountant for me. So his mitzvahs is constant because maybe when I hired him, I did him a favor, but now he stands on his own feet. He's doing the accounting for me. And that's why he's my employee. In Mashen Kain, if I'm being the finest and ani. So the Anius itself is, and I'm being the finest him, so he's my, I'm not the finest him today because I'm finest him yesterday, because he doesn't have a chazaka getting panosa for me. Every time I give it to him, I need a new sense of goodness. Now, this is a little bit tricky, this rayon, for the following reason. There is an appearance of continuity. Let's take the example. Let's say I have a steady oireach that he comes every Shabbos to me, an ani, that he comes every Shabbos to me to eat, or he comes every week to get stock from me. So there is a sense of steadiness. I mean, you have my truma, you have my kiri truma. It's a sense of steadiness, but if the person starts treating it as if he deserves it, I will very quickly cut him off. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechanish the bria, but it's continuous. In other words, it's not the pshat we have the world disintegrates and comes to being, but his ongoing hemshich, the kekiyum, requires every moment a nuchiyus, a nuchidish. That's the that's because there's nothing in the Bria, since there's nothing in the Bria that requires its own existence. Now let's give another mashal. Sometimes a person, Achmona Tzlan, who's sick, and he's very sick, he's on a respirator. So sometimes what happens is, if it's a passing illness, the respirator will stimulate the person. At some point, his own heart and lungs kick in, and even if the respirator still happens to be going, Batsim is breathing on his own. So the respirator gave him a chiyas, but now the chiyas clicks on its own. But let's say it's a person who's very ill, and in his heart. So the respirator could be there already for a week, but every moment of chiyas that he gets is Batsim a new chiyas. It's not a hemshich of the old chiyas. So there is a sense and a correct sense that there's a continuous life, but the chiddush lies in the fact that I was living yesterday is not anyway mechayev a kadosh baruch hu to keep me now. It's a ma'isa hatava minute by minute. The achas never tzor cha'olam sheyishu in a pinosa and kizimoy. Ve'oid kima olam. So one nekuda is that it is an ongoing maisa each time.
Can I just ask a question?
Yes.
I mean, over there in Nefesh HaChaim, where he says that, he brings this pasuk of a mechadesh betuvah, and he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly being mahava the world, yesh me'ayin
yeah.
mamish. I never understood how that stems with the Ramban and the other Rishonim who say that on the first day there was yesh me'ayin, and then everything was v'yasa, like him, yesh me'yesh. And he seems to say, and he brings this pasuk of mechadesh betuvah, but, I mean, how does that stem with the Rishonim?
So one is, let's say if I give the marshal, the person who keeps pumping a chiyus, let's say you have this respirator, so the person's body develops. Let's take that example where somebody's on a respirator for a year. The person's body is developing all the time and it's continuous. He doesn't look like a new being. It's as if there's two different dimensions. Mitzad, the side, kilu, there's a continuous line of development internally in the person. But every minute of it has a new chiddush in the chiyus mitzad the noisen. So internally, we look like we've lived 120 years. We're small, we develop. So definitely, we don't look every minute like the minute that we were born. So mitzideinu, in other words, linearly, there's definitely a hemshich development, like the Ramban says. But mitzad, the fact that we have kiyum be'etzim, the kiyum now is not to do with the kiyum yesterday, it's not to do with the kiyum the day before. So it's a hatava kadosh baruch hu now, and not just once he sent a motion, it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why our sense is that definitely it's a development. In other words, our sense is we're born with all our talents and everything we have, potential, and it develops as time goes on. But every minute of our basic existence is not a hemshach of yesterday's existence. Just because it existed yesterday doesn't mean. I think I once told you over that there was a vikuach between two bachim. I read it. There was one was Chabad, one was not. That the one asked the other, "What did you learn?" So he told him, "Let's say Hakadosh Baruch Hu would want to destroy the world utterly. What would he do?" So he said, "Very simply, make a marble." So he said, "That's not destroying utterly. There's all the sludge is left over and the mud and everything." So good. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu would burn the world. So he said, "Well, that's also you have ash left over, you have gas, you have something left over." So he said, "I give up." What he said, Hakadosh Baruch Hu would stop wanting the world. In other words, our instinct is the world is here. Hakadosh Baruch has to bomb it. Hakadosh Baruch has to destroy it. The emes is that the world's mitzias, in as much as there's mitzias to it, that's every time a hashpah, it's not a hemshich, and that needs a hatava from, and that's Hakadosh Baruch Hu's hatava. I once heard a story for somebody new. It's a very very powerful story. There was a boy in Eshet Torah, very, very, very much like a doctor, who was doing his internship in Boston somewhere, and he was in the cafeteria, and a woman collapsed right in front of his eyes. I think she was a visitor or something. So he ran, grabbed her. He started exercising her heart, and he rushed her up immediately to the emergency room, and it wasn't sure if she pulled through. She pulled through, and she came to. And he was on duty, so but he decided, you know, he's a frum person with a yarmulke, maybe we'll go by and get some points for frum yidden. Mekitze, he goes upstairs, and the woman's husband, their visitor, they turn around, they see him, they said, "Wow, that's him, that's the one, that's the one." And they were very excited, and I think the husband or the wife said to him, "You know, whatever I say to thank you is not going to do it. But I want to tell you, when I go home and I see my, and I'll see my kids, every kid I see, I'm going to say it's thanks to the doctor, Howie. When I'll go to work the next day, I'm going to say thanks to the doctor. Everything I'm going to do, I'm going to say it's thanks to you." But so he himself thought later, you know, like, why don't we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I mean, we get up in the morning, at best, once a day we acknowledge it, and that's it. But al kaponim, it's not etzem mitzias. Then, like, you know, what we do while we're living, we assume is continuous growth and is independent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We only look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu and miss a mechaya. You need to understand, every minute, the kiyum of an oilam is because there's an ongoing shefa. One. Two. Kim loyo yezesh nivra lav Hashem Yisbarach, ubazeh kol oylam uchelek avoya, ekeinen royu avriel oylam. Ki dove mechuyiv ubar shi ef shi yadov zelos Yisbarach. Ubazeh shoylam nivra lav Hashem Yisbarach, hoye kol oylam chelek avoya, ubazeh yitzes metzias lo oylam. Ki bazeh nechshav shein al miyitzim na Hashem Yisbarach shi nivra vodas Yisbarach. But the second akuda is, let's give a mashal from the Briyas Adam. Since by Briyas Adam, the muscle like a person blowing into a glass vessel, and you know, that's like a shava yipach papa. If there was to be any, if the kli doesn't fit snugly over the pipe, the glass blower's pipe, it's not going to blow up in the air. In other words, if a person mitzidoi tries to see himself as an independent being and as menutik from Kadosh Baruch Hu, he does not exist either. Mitzidoi. In other words, nothing in the world exists that's not a chelek from Kadosh Baruch Hu. So there's a need mitzad the person to be bought like Kadosh Baruch Hu. So you need a pool of Kadosh Baruch Hu, a mashpia, and you need a makabel. Avodah makes a person to makabel. But oydav shukim oylam, who shleimus oylam, she'ena metzias toya metzias chasa, shela oylam metzias chasa in roylam metzias klal. The third thing is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a specific metzias, and the world has to have that metzias. So you need a hatava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in other words, mik demani vashalmeno. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't owe existence to anybody. You need a battle to the person to receive existence, and you need existence to be something HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. HaKadosh Baruch Hu not to want his existence. Those are the three inyanim that are required for the world to be. By days by Shailosh Oilam would never love Hashem Yisbarach for Oit Bria Beshleimus for Eich Hasera. So Yisbarach Mashpil Eich Hasi V'tuvay. O Be'elu Dvarim Oilam Oimei. O Kineged Z'ama Ala Teira Kakir Matera Beatzmoy Kakim at Oilam Atma Terra, which is Baruch of Nate. Kishlamus Oilam Shotter. So that the world have a Metzius that is Ritzuil upon Yisbarach. That is Terra. Like it says the Pasuk Yei Mashishi, Ramel Chazal Malamish at Nice, like Hashbroch of my Sebrashis, Shatluim Voimdim at Shisha Vesivan. Kalatar Mutta Vim Lava Terra Voyu. Bedovaze, Kilapisus Oilam, Im Loya Oilam at Terra, Lenashal Maklum. Kimahu, or the Prisosai, Kilohoi Oilam Toya Vavoyu, the Aimboy Mamish. Lacha Hoyahoyz Oilam Toya Vavoyle Gamri, La de Terra, Shashiva, the Mile of Yerim Boilam, Shazer Oilam. In other words, if the world itself would not be what it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a certain world with a certain tzura. If the world would not be that, then it has no makom kiyum mitzaratzmai. Forget about being Yonim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was no ratzon for a world that's mushchas, and the mele there's no kiyum. Means all over, doesn't mean despite. The gam, havoidel Hashem Yisparach, shemishol zeh nivro oilam laver Hashem Yisparach, v'zeh amru peik me'ir elmalim ha'modos es kaim shayim v'aretz, shenema v'yim avrom b'ma'idah kirishena. Am avrom l'fek ha'shparach hu, shema b'ani yechoytim, atay sem kashidah amabu, kashidah afloga, am le'lav, am le'bama'idah, am le'kol le'eglu b'sheleshes v'goyimah. Only tenors that is English kind, not as English kind, Mate and Lamb. Only because the content said a carbonus, not a carbon, Malin, a lamb, kill a cream of carbon, and Machel, Akka, who be a them. Avroma, a deck, or ill and evil, Shakar, who stemma, keep Paulus of the Maneu. Cain royal, some dovishel, and Mitzius, Imashua, some is Burg. Acha, Kotor, or Kavoya. So he says that of everything as being Shaykh HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Nekuda of the Kvodei. You know, everything is an expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the same Nekuda as the Spatlas. V'dover zeh biru chazal b'amram kol ma shebora HaKadosh Baruch Hu boi lomoy leibora el lechvodei shenema kol anikra b'shmi u lechvodei brosi v'tzat v'afasisis v'nema kol pol Hashem l'maneihu. So, in other words, the reason why the word kavod is used over here, let's explain an akuda here about kavod. We can't be mitsiyachis anything else to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in terms of need. In other words, let's explain a very elan akuda. If a person were to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world because he likes having little kids running around, nachas ruach in the sense of need, the person not be curious cover, because he's putting a chisoyin HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you can't say HaKadosh Baruch Hu supplies the world supplies it with a need. But we do say that the world expresses HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We ask ourselves not what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have for the world. We say HaKadosh Baruch Hu has covet from the world. We interpret covet as being the pleasant sensation when somebody says how gevaldik we are. So we say, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need to eat, but he needs to get a compliment every so often about how great of a God he is. It's sickening. At least a primitive guy who thinks HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to eat, so, you know, Shirley Murray, because he's simple. But somebody thinks HaKadosh Baruch Hu enjoys the hymns and praises and the greater glory. It's a sickening idea. What it means is kavod of a person is an outward expression. The way you can express your pnimi is outward. The mashal, if a person is a rav, you stand up for him, you mechabed him. The kavod is the chitzonistic expression of the pnimius. Your parents are your sherish and your cause. But that's pnimius. There's no outer statement. By being mechabed them, I give the outward tzura, the emissar metzias. So the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the world is not fathomable. But what he wanted from the world is very fathomable. He wants the world to express HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in a specific way, when a person says Kaddish, 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 he's expressing Gadlusa. But that's only with one specific way of doing it. When the Bria as a whole is the Tifarto, it's Kvoide Yisparach. When a king's Malchus looks well, it's a reflection of who the king is. The person knows how to run a factory, a business, and the business runs well in factory. It expresses the person's God. So the world was created Manehu Bishvil Kvaidi Brasim Tatis. The Kvaid means the world can stall the Tzu in a way that Kach Baruch Hu would express his Gadlusay. Kim Nitzel Atzma is Chasashon Dabuzul Hashem. Vaneshu Lekvaid Hashem is Baruch Lavdai. Harei Bezehu Lemanehu. Bezeh Sha'ama Al Avoidah. Kima Sha'oivna Hashem is Baruch Bezeh Ha'oilam Ul Hashem is Baruch. Ve'einoi Ha'oilam Dabal Atzmai. Shayyim Echad Shalom Shesh Metziu Zuz Hashem is Baruch. The sense of Avoidah is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ke'ein El Ha'evet Shum Metziu Zan Atzmai. Rak Shum Misham Shramai. Ve'kol Hashem Misham Es Dezulosai Ein Elav Shem Bifnei Atzmai. It's not Kevei Hashem Bifnei Atzmai. Or the Fikach Ha'Avoidah Hi Amud Hasheni. So the things have no mahus. In other words, everything is Hashem. Just like an Eved, the Etzem, his own name is not important. A Malach has no name because he has no Metzias Atzmai. It's a Moshe Malach of a Daimer. If you walk into an office and the woman comes over to you and says, I'd like you to fill out this form. So you ask her, who are you? She says, the secretary. If you ask her, well, no, what's your name? She will get upset. I'm not here because socializing. I'm not me, and I'm your patient. I'm the secretary, and this is what you're supposed to do. I don't have. We're not dealing with me because myself. We're dealing with the secretary. His Bapa Sakharish Baruch Hu is an avoider of. Is avoider. Or the Melech Hasheinu Sakharish Baruch Hu is Sermitay. There's no mitzvah in the world for an entity that detaches itself from being a Kadosh Baruch Hu's kavod. Behesha Kadosh Baruch Hu Avodaisa. Behesha B'meida. In other words, B'meida means I need a nekuda that guarantees it. Ki davar ze lo yitzur klal shechaytim avodaisa. In other words, there's no such thing that people are menatzes of Kadosh Baruch Hu and they live. Kabbonis are a kapara of chait. Vehu imze avoida el Hashem Yisbarach shemishul zu nevoilam. That's avoida that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the world for. So the amud of avoida is the amud of being bottle mitzad the mekabel that he should be a mekabel. That's the second amud. The third amud va'oida ma ha'gimelas chasodim. Shem kol zeh im ein chas Hashem zolam kai kav. So it's not the pshat that avoda causes you to deserve to exist. And Torah also doesn't cause you to deserve to exist. It makes it shayat to exist. Moshe Ma'adavah Daimah. Let's say you take your invite this oni every day at your table. So if the oni doesn't particularly wash himself and doesn't have a good odor, you're not going to keep inviting him. You can't take it. But showering is not what gives him the schus to eat by you. The same thing if he takes your food for granted, and he comes in maisa balabas, you're going to stop it very quickly. You don't want him to balabativ over you. But the flip side, just because he's meek and humble, doesn't mean you owe him the food. Those are only tnoyim. The first two are tnoyim to bechlal b'shayach to the parasha. Here you need Jim Kozem, Echat Hashem Sparach, Loyal, and Kain Kalkit, Shrich Machazdek, Mikolshka, the Pinosa Shalem. And Bechal, Pinosa, I think we might have spoken about this once. Pinosa takes a big mokoim in Chazal. I mean, we're in Tainus, you go to Yamak Shomim, and the Mafteach of Pinosa. Pinosa, in the sense, is the continuous lifeline to a person. A person is born breathing, but he needs his bread every day. Continue. So Parnassa is a continuous spread. It needs a day in, day out. You can't take it from one day to another day. So this really is an akuda where if the world is a world of chesed, it's shayach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should still be to the world of chesed. The Shaykhis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made the world with its own midas. And if there's no midah of Hatava within the world, there cannot be a midah of Hatava from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you need Gemilas Chassadim so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shtol Duch Tzu with Gemilas Chassadim. The different ways, I mean, it's quite partial the way it stands. The different nuances, you could say, that you can't Shtol. The midah of Chesed does not remain Chesed to the Achzer. For instance, let's give an example. If you ever try doing a favor with somebody who's brought up in a very rough life, and people, a lot of people come from Russia, they have the same idea that everything is with a cheshbon. So if you do him a favor at Stucker, he never takes that Stucker. So it's, okay, what's the game behind it? What do we want from this? What's his game plan? I know somebody who's a very sharp businessman, and he's, I guess he's sort of kind of, I don't know if he cuts corners, but he nibbles at them for sure, and he's very, very, very shrewd businessman. His son got into trouble in the yeshiva, and he called me because I knew the boy a little bit, and the yeshiva threw him out of yeshiva. So he told me, you know, everyone's got an angle. You can always catch somebody and get to him if you just know what the price is. So I just got to figure out, what's his price? Where can I pay him off? I mean, somebody said that either he didn't find it or that Rashiva doesn't have one, because he was quite firm about it, and that was the end of it. But I said to myself, you know, that's why his mind works. He's not capable of perceiving a hanhaga as a hanhaga's emes. So there was somebody many years ago in Shiva, his father is also a businessman, very cynical, very little lachluchus of anything. And they have a cousin who's Lubavitch, and he's a shliach someplace in some hick town. A person who's Moise Nefesh. And his father was talking to him. Okay, so he says, what are the earnings of a shliach in a year? What are the expenses? You know, do you get to write off for their taxes? What do you skim off from the top? That's what he saw. He didn't see, he couldn't perceive that somebody's actually doing something because he thinks it's innocent. That's what he should do. So if we don't have chesed, there's no makom fashpo of chesed, there's no kli kibul that was for chesed. When Hashem has said, "Emei ches boilam ein al nech lamayz, v'medrish mas leis, v'chaste Hashem boilam ashira, mat el chesed yipadeh. Imu le'eison, which I've wrong, v'ina amayilam aymit, alam al chesed, mosh madav ad daimer, kiste shol ha'aber reglayim, v'oya eches mifoytatis, shiktana, ma oise, not al tzor v'kram kushi." Took a little stone and added it to the feet. Kacha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yochu Kisei Kvodim Esmoitim Achesom HaKadosh Baruch Hu Abamasom HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bechesed. The Moshe has a Givaldic Knesh to it, because in other words, it's an outside piece. It's not part of the chair. The chair is not able to stand on its own. Chesed is always perceived as an outside thing reinforcing that which exists. It's a very, very nuanced marshal to get to chesed. Avayim amata on chesed yibana. V'chein oyim aloysa shal mitzvuna kiloyim chastoi. V'chein kol amizma shim chamisha v'esrim kiloyim chastoi. V'achar kach noysu lechem hobosu kiloyim chastoi. Lomadnu shekoshe amozun neged kol maizav reishis ad kam. Ubir ha-medrusha yisbor b'nisiv s'oilo b'nisiv ha-chesed, over there he's mayrich exactly what the muscle is, which leg is exactly short, and which one needs underpinning, but that's not relevant there. Here he just wants to show that the existence of the world needs chesed. M'zeh teda, kim lo yechaz Hashem s'boch lo yikim loylo. M'kong v'esboch ha k'olim ha-zoyim et b'chastoi, fatmash yisboch m'shvelo m'zoynes. Which, like we said before, m'zoynes is kind of the ongoing hanhag of chesed. Bekol nevrem oinem bechastek mashama oinem chesed. Bonem enoch adob eshu chesek mo panas adob. Kwa shesiyem noyselach mo bozom chastek. Harei lecha ke achesed u amud oilom. Shem ein chas Hashem esparach ein oilom oimed. Kertzim mata oinem chesed yibane. Bispar lecha ke lo oilom sikha el gima amudem biyachat. Shem ein toiru lepchisot se shem plos lo yiru oilom et siyus kushman maila. By
I didn't understand fully what Rebbe was saying about kavod, that it's not just obviously that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need anything, but rather it's a bitui chitzaini for the person, the pnimius of the...
Yeah.
If Rebbe could just say that again, I just didn't understand exactly the nekuda.
In other words, when a person says, I want to make a very mechubadika chasada, Let's take two examples. A person wants to have a very mechubadik wardrobe. So the reason for that is so that everybody should say to him, "Ooh, wow, you're such a mutzvach, you're so gewaldig, you're beautiful, you're wonderful, you're rich, whatever it is." That's where a person takes kavod for himself as a way to it's a low level tainug of sorts. I build a shul that's mechubadik. The pshat is I walk into a shul that's very mechubadik. I feel the aura, the height of the ceiling, the majesty of the walls, the richness of the wood, all convey a sense that I'm standing lifting out during kol haaretz. The kavod is the proper expression for it. We have a book we let on the floor, a sefer Torah we put a special aron. It expresses its real value in Metzias. So when we think of kavod, we instinctively think of the massaging part, where there's a certain tainu that you have when everybody oohs and ahs. That's the adulation. That's not kavod. That's not what's meant when we speak kavod in Kashbaruch terms. Kashbaruch is projecting, so when you build a shul that's nichbad, when the davening is nichbad, when a person carries his tzuras adam b'nichbadus, doesn't make light or loose of himself, those project the real teichna metzias. If a person holds himself with a very shtaka nechbadus, so the person is projecting what Tzel Melekim is like.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's the positive side of kavod. When a person says, it's pastish for me, I should be above it. That's kavod in its positive side. When a person is waiting for a bit to say, I wonder if you are, how great you are, that's low.
I understand. Can I just ask one other thing?
Yeah.
just getting back to the tachlis of the bria, that you know the Ramchal who says that nichayk hatayv lahitiv.
Yeah.
And we're saying now it's not a need which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has. It's just right. The mitzvah. And this which he says about you know namadiki sufa and
right.
I'm saying before there was any nevroim, I never understood that. I mean, there was only Achdusa, there wasn't anything else. I mean,
right.
I mean, it seems to be that there were neshamas before. I mean, before Bria, there was just Achdusa, Yisbarach, and nothing else.
So where do you see the steer to that, Nikuda?
No, because he says that the Nechaykatev Lahitev, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to give the Gras Tatov.
So,
and the Gras Tatov is if you earn it yourself. But if there wasn't any Nevroyim beforehand, there was no lack of that extra Tesefes Atava, because there weren't any Nevroyim.
That's what we're saying. What we think about why Kachorik is the world Lahitiv, we're not prying into a Kadosh Baruch Hu's needs. We're explaining what's the most basic, fundamental nekuda of Tachlis Abriya. Tachlis Abriya is to express the mitzvah of Kadosh Baruch Hu's Atava, which requires others. So it's a way for us to structure a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Briya and everything about it. It's not meant to explain why Kadosh Baruch Hu had the greatest, because he was dying to do chesed, he was born and dying to do chesed, he needed to do chesed. It means the Bria is set up as that the point of the Reishis is Hatava, and Hatava has in itself a mative and a neh. Okay, I've got to run and I have to teach. Okay.
Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.
You happy?